Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Zvachim Daf Yitzayin. We begin two lines off the top of the Amud, Tful Yoyim, back to the list of the Mishnah. Of those individuals, those Kohanim, who may not do Avoida in their estate, and if they do, the Avoida, the Karban, becomes disqualified, becomes pasul. So on the list we have a Tful Yoyim, a Kohen who had become Tamei, immersed in a mikveh, but is awaiting sundown, which is the completion of his purification process. The Maharal explains, you know, the day that he had been Tamei, has already been affected by his status. It's been tainted. He must wait until that day fully passes for the cleansing process to fully take effect. He must leave that day of Tumah. So if he's still prior to that phase, it's still a Tful Yoyim. He was Tevel today. He's still somewhat Tamei, not as he was before Tvila. He's only he's dropped to a Sheni L'Tumah. He's a lower level of Tumah. Nevertheless, he's somewhat Tamei, and he cannot do Avoida. And in fact, if he does the Avoida, he is Mechalel the Avoida. Minol, how do we know this is so? The Tani, we have a Brais, Rabbi Simo Yoyimah. Remez L'Tvul Yoyim. Shim Ovat Chilel. We're looking for a remez, a hint, a source of some sort, that if a Tvul Yoyim does the Avoida, his work becomes Pasul. Minayin, how do we know? Talmud Loyimah, we have a Pasuk, which is in Parshas Emor, addressing the Kehanim, refrain from doing certain things which are not befitting your status. For instance, becoming Tamei, shaving your beards, pulling out your hair as an expression of mourning. The Pasuk says, K'doshim you, etc. And then the words, V'lo yechalalu. If you do not guard your status, you proceed and do work when you're Tamei, you are being mechalel. Now, to address a regular Kohen who became Tamei, we already have a Pasuk for that elsewhere. Imeinu inyan l'tamei. This Pasuk isn't really needed for a regular Tamei. The Nafik. V'yinazru. That's been learned the other day from the other Pasuk. V'yinazru because of Bnei Yisrael. Warning the Kohen to keep away when they're really Tamei, lest they affect the Karban. So that's known from there. A full-fledged Tamei, we already know. So that's the general rule. When there's an extra pasuk, we look for an address. We look to a place where it's needed. It's Neu Inyan L'Tvul Yoyim. Apply to a Tvul Yoyim, who's only somewhat Tamei. And even in that weakened state of Tumah, he shouldn't do work, and if he does, he makes it pasuk. Ve'emot Neu Inyan L'Kirech Karcha. Look, the context of the pasuk here in Parshas Emor refers to all kinds of practices that a kohen may not do, ripping out his hair, etc. So perhaps it's going on that fellow. But if in fact he engaged in those activities and he did the avoida, it becomes mechulal. How do we know it's a tful yoyim? Answers the Gemara. Because really, we find elsewhere that this pasuk just quoted, is connected to a similar pasuk discussing a tummy eating truma. Right? A tummy, even a tvul yoyim, may not eat truma. And that pasuk over there, by truma, clearly warns him and tells him consequences, misa, death. And we connect the two psukim. We say, just like over there, the consequence is misa. Likewise, the infraction discussed in this pasuk of Kedoshim Yiyu, V'lo Yichalu, also generates misa. So since we have that connection, that correlation, so we compare our pasuk to the pasuk by Truma. Tvul Yoyim Dim Avad. If a Tvul Yoyim proceeds and does the avoida, b'misa, he's liable to death. Death be de Shamayim, by heaven. No, how do we know that's true? That's sourced from Truma, the Gomar. We learn through a connection. The word Chilol to Chilol by Truma, may Truma. And just like over there, there's Misa over here as well. Apparently, it's a similar context. And we compare the Pasul by Truma, only a fellow who's possible to eat truma, i.e., a tame, a tful yayim. So, likewise, by us, mechal avoida. He affects the avoida. Little a possible for truma, but a person who is not possible for truma, even if he ripped his hair out, even that type of kain is not possible for truma. Likewise, since we have that correlation between our pasuk and truma, what applies there applies here, and loy mechal avoida is not going to be included in this pasuk. So apparently this pasuk is not speaking about those individuals, so ripping their hair out, etc. Rather, only something which can likewise affect truma, which means a person who's tame, a person who's a tful yayim. Hence, we have a source from this pasuk, a tful yayim, is possible for avoid. Now interestingly, we have three individuals who are pretty much of similar status. All have gotten entangled with some form of tuma, or haven't freed themselves completely of tuma, and we have a pasuk for each one of them. Nari, in fact, is mechalal di avoida. Why do we need three pesukim? Why don't we just learn one from the other? They're so similar. Amar Rabba, lovely the kasev rachmana. Why does the pasuk have to trouble itself to spell out regarding all three people that they are mechalal avoida? We have the tamei, we have the utful yaim, umuchosek kipurim, a fellow who had been tamei and immersed in a mikvah, and is just waiting to bring his kipurim, his karbanis, like a zav, a matzaira, who have to bring karbanis in addition to the tvila and the hair of shemesh and nightfall. So he's still somewhat impure. He hasn't yet completed his purification process. And in all three, we have a pasuk, we have a source that they shouldn't be engaging in avoda, lest they be machala di avoda. Why this repetition? Tzrichi, all three are needed. You cannot learn one from the other. It says Rabba, dikas rachmana tamei, had the pasuk only spoken about a real tamei, yeah, that's worse than the rest. Shekein betamei, because he can spread his tumah. Perhaps he's more severe than the other ones. B'tful yayim, the Torah only spoke about tful yayim having the status. Mechusa kipurim le'asher minei, you couldn't learn a mechusa kipurim from tful yayim, because the tful yayim is more severe. Shekein pasul b'truma, he can't eat truma, but a mechusa kipurim could eat truma, so you can't compare. And finally, had the Torah only spoke about b'mechusa kipurim, that he may not do the avoda and his mechal di avoda, I can't learn the other ones from it. Tful yayim le'asher minei, I couldn't learn tful yayim from mechusa kipurim, because shekein mechusa ma'isa. In contrast to a tful yayim, who's not missing any mass, there's no act for him to do, he has to wait for nature to take, to finish the process. Sunset is not something that he must do, as opposed to a mechusa kipurim, who's missing a mass, he has to bring his carbon, so perhaps he's more strict and more severe. So you can't learn one from the other, that's why all three are necessary to be spelled out. Asks the Gemara on Rabba. True, mechadali asi. I can't learn one from the other directly. But teisi chad, I can learn one item mitarta from the other two. Had the Torah only spoke about two, I can make sort of a combined source for the third one. Let's see. Let's explore the options. Baha'i, loylichtav rachmana. Which one should the Torah omit? Okay, loylichtav mechusak kippurim. Perhaps omit mechusak kippurim, teisi manach, and I'll derive from the other two, Tomei and Tful Yayim. No, I can't. Malahanach, Shekim Psulim Betruma. Tomei and Tful Yayim are more difficult, more severe, more chamer than Mechusa Kippurim, because in contrast to Mechusa Kippurim, who could eat Truma, they can't. So perhaps they're more strict and more severe. So that's not going to work. Ella, rather, Loyluch the Rachmana Betful Yayim. The Torah can omit mention of Chilul Avoide by Tful Yayim, and I learn from the other two. From Tamei and Mechusa Kippurim, but Teisi Manoch. To my parchas, how would you theoretically challenge this correlation? Perhaps Malahanach Shekein Mechusar Maase, perhaps a Tamei Mechusa Kippurim are worse off than the Tful Yayim because they need to do something. They're missing an action. Tful Yayim has to Tamei has to immerse. Mechusa Kippurim has to bring his karbonis. No, that's not a distinguishing factor, because soif klishala to masay. Let's zero in on the mechusa kippurim. On the one hand, he has yet to bring a carbon. Sounds pretty substantial, but let's realize that his tuma has been so weakened, so diminished. He's gone to the mikvah. He's experienced sundown. There's almost nothing left. So it's as though he's not missing anything. That allows for a proper comparison between Tful Yayim and the and the Tomei and the Mechusar Kippurim. You can't say, well, they're missing a Masa. Mechusar Kippurim is not missing a Masa, even though he has to bring a Karim, but he's so diminished in his state of Tumah, so lacking in his Tumah. It's as though he's not missing anything. It's almost, you know, negligible. So why can't I learn Tevul Yayin from these two? In other words, it's a kasha on Rabbah, who sought to explain the reason for all three sources, and he sort of presented an equation to justify it. And here we're sort of challenging it. Why do we need all three? Just leave out Tevul Yayin and learn from Tameh and Mechusar Kippurim, who's barely Tameh. And we find that it's Mechalal Avodah, certainly the Tevul Yayin. Answer the Gemara, it's not so actually. Because Rabbah holds. You think that Mechusar Kippurim is out of the water, so to speak? Mechusar Kippurim is Zav Kazav Dami. When a Zav experienced a personal emission, personal Tumah, even if they immersed, even if they had head of Shemesh, until he brings his Kapara, he still maintains a very high level of Tumah. He's like an Ava Tumah, a source of Tumah. He's not just like a Sheni L'Tumah, like a regular Tevul Yayin, like a regular... No. He retains his initial status of Tumah. If he eats Karbonis, he gets cursed like a regular Tumah. He's nothing diminished about it. So, in contrast to a regular Tumah, who's not planning on bringing karbanos, who's not required to bring karbanos. So when he's toivel, he has, everything brings him down a level. Tevul Yayin, Erev Shemesh, and he's finished. But a fellow is still bringing a karban. Until he brings that karban, he's still tied onto his original tumah in a very big way. So that would explain why you can't learn a Tevul Yayin by comparing him to a regular Tamei and a Mechusar Kippurim. Because you can certainly ask. You can certainly challenge that comparison by saying, well, Tevul Yayin is not missing a personal Masa. There's nothing that he has to do as opposed to a Tamei. He has to be Tevul as opposed to a Mechusar Kippurim, who's still in a very serious state of Tumah until he brings his Karban. That explains why the Torah had to spell it out by Tevul Yayin, Tamei, Mechusar Kippurim, because you can't really learn one from the other. Okay, now on this topic. Umechusa Kippurim Dezav. So although he already was Toivel, etc., but if he's still prior to the Karbonis, Ki Zav Dami, he's treated like a regular Zav, with all its ramifications. Tanoi. Actually, it's a Machlekes Tanoi. Shall we say he retains his initial heightened state of Tumah, or perhaps it's been diminished somewhat? The Sanya, we have a discussion regarding a Para Aduma. Sarfa, who burnt the paraduma, Oinein, or Umechusar Kippurim, Kshera, it's okay. Rashi brings, because the Oinein is only disallowed from a regular carbon, Rashi calls it Kachem Izbeach, a carbon brought in the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to paraduma, which isn't processed in the Beis HaMikdash, brought outside in the Harazes and burnt there, it runs on a different track. Rashi calls it Kachem Bedek HaBayis, it's considered possession of Beis HaMikdash. It's not an actual carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. So an Oinein is okay. Likewise, even a Mechusar Kippurim, a fellow who had not completed his Tahara process on a Tumah that he experienced. Kshera. Yosef HaBavli Oim, he disagrees on one thing. I grant you the Oinein. Oinein is okay. Oinein Kshera. But Mechusar Kippurim, Psula. Because he's still somewhat Tamei. And very Tamei. He shouldn't be accessing a Paraduma. Tanakama disagrees. Allows him through. Why? Myla, Balkamithli, perhaps the Machlekes revolves around this question. Mar Savar. The second sheet holds Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kizav Dami. That Ezav. We're also speaking about Ezav here, right? So Ezav, although he had been Tevel, he had Heder of Shemesh, Nightfall, but he's still lacking his Karbonis. He's treated like an original Zav. And a Tameh cannot be involved in Paraduma. Pasuk says, you need Ishtar. Humar Savalav Kazav Dami. Tanakama disagrees. He says, look, all he's missing is karbanos. He's not like the original Zav, who's an Av Hatum, who's a source of Tumah. No, he's like a Tevul Yaim. Even though he's still missing karbanos, he's like any other Tevul Yaim. His Tumah state has diminished. And therefore, as Rashi says, just like every Tevul Yaim is kosher, he's allowed to be involved in Paraduma. Typically, a Tevul Yaim cannot do karbanos like we had in Amud Aleph. But Paraduma is different to that extent that a Tevul Yaim can be involved. Mechuzah Kippurim is no worse than a Tevul Yaim. So that seems to be the Machlekes. Marsav Alav Kazav Dami. No, he says, we're not necessarily so. The Kuliyama perhaps all agree. Kazav Dami. A Mechuzah Kippurim of a Zav is treated like a Zav. So in fact, regarding other Karbanis, where a Tevul Yaim is not allowed, likewise, and Mechuzah Kippurim certainly is not allowed. He's even worse off. There's no question. So what's the question regarding Paraduma? The answer is Paraduma is not really a regular Karban. And in fact, as we're going to see in a minute, a Tevul Yaim can be involved in Paraduma. So the question here is, do we allow even a fellow in this state who has a Zav and, right, rather than touching a mace or, right, which is really the topic of discussion in the Parsha Paraduma, right? The Paraduma is meant to address a person who had touched a dead person, right? Tumas mace. So it's full yaim. Of a Tumas mace is okay. He can deal with the Paraduma. But what about a Tevul Yaim of a Zav? A different type of Tumah. Which is not really discussed and addressed in Parshas Chukas. Is that different or not? Interesting question. Again, typically a Tevul Yaim regarding other Karbanis, keep away. Paraduma, green light, go ahead. As we're going to see in a minute, there's an implication in the Pasuk that allows him. But being that the Parsha, the discussion regarding Paraduma relates to Tumas Meis, so perhaps only a Tevul Yaim of Tumas Meis, or likewise if he touched a dead, you know, creature or a carcass, okay, they're similar. In a way, they're even lighter than Tumas Meis. So a Tevul Yaim of that type of situation is allowed. But a Zav is a totally different entity. It's a personal Tuma. Internally produced Tuma. Perhaps a person who was a Zav and then became a Tevul Yaim of a Zav, perhaps he doesn't have that leniency. He can't get involved in the Paraduma. That's the point of discussion. That's the question. So it's a side point. A specific question regarding Paraduma and its allowances. V'achabak ha-mitzel gan over here, Machlekes revolves around understanding the Pasuk. The Siv, Vizah Tzar. The Pasuk says only a person who's pure can sprinkle the water. Machlal Shu Tamei. And that's an extra pasuk, as Rashi says. It already said that it has to be a tar. The extra pasuk is telling you he needs to be somewhat tar. Mechlal shu tami, but he still has some lingering tumah. He's halfway there. And this tells you that even a Tevul Yaim is allowed to be involved in paraduma, unlike other karbanos. Limeid comes to teach us al Tevul Yaim shekasha bepar. The question is, to what extent? How far reaching is this allowance? A Tevul Yaim of any tumah? Or specifically to the tumas discussed in that Parshas Chukas. Mar Savar, Tumah Dechala Torah Kula. Tanakam says, any type of tumah, even Zav, if it's in a diminished state, he's already Tevul Yaim, green light for Paraduma. Mar Savar, Tumah Dech Parsha. He said, Bavli disagrees. It's only a specific allowance for any type of tumah discussed in this Parsha. Hilkach, therefore. Some take out the word Einin, because that's not part of our discussion. Tevul Yaim, right? A Tevul Yaim of either the Nevela, that animal, the Tmeim Sheret, he touched the creature, the Kili, which are, you know, lighter than the other types of Tumas, like a dead person, also B'Kal V'Chaim, Tevul Yaim, the mace. So that's derived based on a Kal V'Chaim. If even a Tevul Yaim of a mace, if he touched a mace, the Tevul Yaim of that type of Tumas is okay, as per the Parshas Chukas, which is speaking about Tmeim Mace. Certainly, if you touch the dead animal, etc., of course, it sort of falls under the same category. But a Zav, totally different brand of tumah. Aval mechusar kibbutz azav, but a zav who's in a weakened state of tumah, he hasn't yet brought his karbonis, etc. The chomer, which in a way is more strict, shekain tumah yoytel migufay, it's a self-produced, self-generated personal tumah. Loib, that's different. Unless he fully purifies himself, finishes the whole process, he's tovel, harav shemesh, and karbonis, he's out from the paraduma. Okay, interesting. So we had a question: why mention chilul avoda by tameh, tulyayim, chazak kippurim? Rabbi explained it. Then regarding a chazak kippurim the zav, is he treated like a real zav? The more I thought we had a machlekes, the more I concluded perhaps he is considered like an original zav. Regarding paraduma, it's a whole different discussion, because over there we allow the involvement of an individual somewhat tamei, as long as it's a diminished state of tumah. The question is, it applied to all tumeis, including zav, or just specific ones? Because of begad. Next on the list is a kohen who's missing his attire. A regular kohen is meant to wear the four special garments, the kohen gadol, the eight special garments. If he's missing any of them, he cannot do avoda, and it's possible. Menol, how do we know? Omer Ravo, Omer Biyachim. Umotu bar Sam quoted it Mishmei Dor Lezer, Reb Shimon Damakor, the pasuk says, V'chagar to isim avnet. Instructions to Moshe Rabbeinu, strap on their belts, iron abonav, V'chabash lem mikbaris their hats, V'oyisalem kuna l'chukas oil. It's an absolute system, chukah means a chayk, absolute, and this gives them kuhuna. This gives them their priesthood, their ability to serve. We learn, V'zman shebigdei malem, when they were clothing, are on them, they're wearing their uniforms, kunasim aleim, they're considered in a state of kuhuna. They're able to serve. Ein bigdeim aleim, but they're lacking their begadim. Ein kunasim aleim, their kuhuna status is removed. They don't have the ability to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi adds, two lines from the bottom, alma kuhunasim tului bigdeim, their kuhuna status, it depends upon their attire. V'iloi, without begadim, have luzarim, they're like strangers. And we know that if you're a stranger, meaning they're like Yisraelim, with respect to serving the Mikdash. Ubezar ashchan the machal avoda. And if you're a czar, we already learned earlier, you're machal the avoda. So you get downgraded to the status of a regular person, a czar, in which case if you do avoda, it's mechulam. So in this pasuk, we see it all. Without begadim, it's machal. V'homachan afkan, it's halacha. It's learned from this pasuk, masam nafka. We seem to learn it from a different pasuk. The sani bev avraisam, and I know shtui yayin. From where do we know that if a kohen drank wine, too much wine, shem ava tchilo, if he served in that state, it's mechal di avoida, tamulema. Pasuk says, yayin v'sheich altesh, don't drink. Well, ahavel, the pasuk continues. The consequence is, it's going to obstruct the avoida. Separate from the kodesh and chol, meaning if it's done improperly, it's chol, it's no avoid, it's possible. So that applies to a shtui yayin. Kohen is drunk. Mechusa begadim, what about it? He's missing begadim. Or a shalai ruchutz, yudan raglayim, minayin. How do we know that if he didn't wash his hands and feet before doing avoida, that it has the same consequence? We have a gzeirah shava. Because there's a pasuk regarding Shtuya Yayin, the drunk kain. By the way, it doesn't just mean drunk. If he drank more than a revius, right? A revius or more. So, there it says the word Chukas Oilam. And likewise, by the kain missing Begadim, we just had the pasuk where it says, right, Chukas Oilam. Connect the two contexts. And just like by Shtuya Yayin, if he served, it's Mechalel. As per the pasuk we just mentioned, right, Lahab. Likewise, Mechusar Begadim has that same consequence. Tamalei mechuka chuka l'gzer shava. So according to this braisa, mechusar begadim is derived from shtuya yayin. Whereas Rabbi Avo quoted a pasuk to this effect by mechusar begadim per se, not from shtuya yayin. So which one's the source? Says the Gemara, both are needed for different reasons. If only from the pasuk, the gzer shava, I would say hanimili, that's only applicable by the avoida de zar chayev aleho misa. Only on a specific type of work, which if done by a zar, he's chayev misa, which is a very specific list Rashi brings dafka certain avoidas, which are completions, like zrika, etc. There, if a Yisrael does it, he gets mis. Because in the pasuk regarding shtu yayin, it also warns him, don't do it, and you'll get mis. And again, it only applies to very specific, distinct forms of work. Zrika, etc., which are completions, not as opposed to, let's say, hoylacha, which is sort of, you know, part of a greater process. Only those that are considered distinct and culminating, you know, acts of avida. So misa only applies to those. So perhaps mechusar begadim, which connects to shtu yayin, which only speaks about, the pasuk only speaks about misa related avodas. So perhaps mechusar begadim is also regarding those avodas only. Avol avoda z'ein zor chayav la misa, but regarding an avoda which doesn't have the misa consequence by Yezor, or likewise by a kohen who's drunk. So perhaps, likewise, if he's missing begadim, there's no chilul avoda kamashman, that's why we need another pasuk. No begadim, no kohen. No kohen, yes zor. Yes zor, yes chilul. Ashkan mechusar begadim. Okay, so now we have the extra pasuk, that mechusar begadim affects any avoda, not just those specific ones. So now back to shtu yayin. Menol, how do the shtu yayin also affects all the avodas? We don't have a pasuk for all avodas. Okay, asher chukah chukah mechusar begadim. So we make a reverse zera shava, a reverse connection. Chukah chukah, just like mechusar begadim applies to all avodas equally. Likewise, shtu yayin. Ask the Gemara. Hold it. But in this brisa, we seem to be going the other direction. V'atana, the Tana quoted the pasuk lahavdil bein v'chulu kanasla. He quoted that pasuk as a source. The shtu yayin is mechal di avodah. Now we're saying, well, we have a gzera shava. He derives from mechusar begadim. Yeah, mekam is like gzera shava. That price was before he established the gzera shava. Once you have the gzera shava, we learn shtu yayin is mechal avodah from mechusar begadim. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Vatana mechusar begadim hu dekayalef mishtu yayin. Take a look again at that price. Even when the price presents that gzera shava on the top line, the tamlem chukachuk gzera shava. Which direction? It was in the other direction. It was to show how mechusar begadim learns from shtu yayin. And now you're saying the other way around? Hachikam, the brisa meant like this. Initially, we thought that in fact we're learning from shtu yayin. But then the brisa came around and said, one second. Shtu yayin is speaking about very specific, those specific avodas, not all the avodas. Hachikamer. But now, minayin shaloi nachlik ben mechusar begadim l'shtu yayin. V'shalir chutzur daim raglayim. How do we know not to differentiate between mechusar begadim, shtu yayin, fail to wash his hands and feet? Meaning, how do we know that it applies to all avodas equally, just like mechusar begadim does? Talmud Lema, that's why we have the gzera shava, now going the other way. Chukah chukah gzera shava, just like by mechusar begadim. Where it says chukah, his lack of attire affects any avodah that he's engaged in. Likewise, suyayin, and a fellow who didn't wash his hands and feet, are mechal any type of avodah. Okay, so now that we switched gears, and mechusar begadim is providing the goods, to the other ones, Ela lahavdil lamli. So why do we need a pasuk of lahavdil ben akosh lachod by shtu yayin? It's not teaching us anything. Coming to teach us something else. Something similar, but a little different. Look at the Rav. As per Rav's practice, because Rav used to teach halacha, give a shir, halacha lamaisa, and he was very careful. The Rav leimaykim amayra. Amayra was the like a fellow with a loud voice, he was like the announcer. He would call out the words of the Rav, who didn't necessarily have the strongest voice. So the Amayra would get up and speak like a loudspeaker, and Rav would not get him up. Meaning, Rav would not present his lecture, his shir. The Rav lay mikem amirali miyoyma tov lechavrei, between today Yom Tov and tomorrow Yom Tov. Meaning, once he had his Yom Tov meal today, That's it. We're off until tomorrow to let the wine saturate and uncloud his mind. He was concerned about giving a shir after having drunk wine on Yom Tov. Mishum shichrus, concerned about drunkenness, which doesn't allow teaching halachis as the pasuk. So he learned it from this pasuk, which sort of hints to this halacha as well. Pasuk warns the kohanim, don't drink wine, right? So speaking about the avodah beis hamikdash. But then it says ulhavdil bein hakodesh bein hachol. And we learn as a drasha that it's coming to cover even a chacham, a lecturer, a teacher, a rav, in terms of promoting differences between kodesh l'chol, meaning when he's teaching halachas, what's allowed, what's not allowed, he has to have perfect clarity, unclouded by any sort of obstruction or dizziness resulting from drinking wine. So that's the application of this pasuk. Okay, we'll continue with this tomorrow. In the meantime, we discussed the source of Tvul Yayim, B'Machal Al Avoida. We explained why we need a pasuk for all three, Tami, Tvul Yayim, Chusar Kippur. We discussed who can process the Paraduma. We discussed an idea called Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kezav Dami. Then we went on to Mechusar Begadim. We had one source, then we had Gzeir Shava. We need the Gzeir Shava because had we only learned it from Shtui Yayin, it would cover only specific avoidance. Now that's why we need a pasuk specifically by Mechusar Begadim to tell you, no Begadim, he's like a czar, which affects any avoider. And then we learn others, like Shuyayin and Shleiru Chutz B'Dayim Raglayim, from Mechusar Begadim. Likewise, their infractions would affect what they do. And then an interesting halacha, that Rav was careful to only present his lecture in a moment of clarity. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha, Rav.